And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters here at Let's Talk Hookup, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. And boy, do we have a great guest this morning for you. Captain Benny Florentino from Coastal Charters is here. We're going to be talking some serious fishing here with Captain Benny. And you stay tuned. This is Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Today's going to be a fun show with one of the most bass fishingest dudes I've ever met in my whole life.
Yeah, man. Captain Benny Florentino. Good morning, Benny.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
And congratulations and to be back on the Mightier 1090.
The Mightier, isn't that great? Yeah. Yeah, we're so stoked. And you can hear it. Now, you live way up there, and you go to way out places, and you can hear the Mightier 1090 everywhere you go.
Yeah, I look forward to it. You know, I really enjoy kind of rubbing it in a little bit, calling from the west end of Clemente or something like that, since they have service. But I believe we can get the radio signal out there now.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. You know, one of the things that a lot of our boat captains were commenting on, it's like, well, we used to love to listen to the radio on the single sideband, but we can't get it now. Now right. They can go back and they can turn their single sidebands on, and no matter where they are off out on the water, you can listen to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090.
That's awesome. And again, thank you for having me here. You know, I was on the drive here, it took me about an hour, so I was reflecting back when, you know, because I was a listener before, and I remember one of the first trips I did was either an extended day and a half Let's Talk Hookup trip, and we went forever down south on the Searcher. I think it's the first time I met you. It had to have been 25 years ago.
One of our
like
Shimano
that.
Let's Talk Hookup on the Water seminars.
I think it was, it was a long time ago. So, again, you know, it's kind of way down the line. But, you know, thanks for having me as a guest and inviting me.
Oh, yeah.
I enjoy it. You know, I enjoy this, the view of the new studio here. because we get to see all the boats and we're on the coast and share some fishing. You just get pretty jacked up about the sun coming up over the hills there, and then you see the ocean. So
yeah, for sure. Thanks. So you are, of course, the ultimate pro staff guy. I mean, all the guys want you on your pro staff. You're AFCO pro staff, Shimano pro staff, Maui Jim pro staff. What am I missing?
Olakai.
Olakai pro staff. Yeah, I mean, everybody wants you to wear their stuff.
Well, you know, a lot of it, too, though, is, you know, I don't know, it's a loyalty thing. You know, they invited me to share their product with all my guests. And, excuse me. The thing about it, it's some of the best product you can get out there.
Yes, totally.
I mean, there's some really good product out there, don't get me wrong. But, you know, when you speak of Maui Jim sunglasses, you know, the best lenses out there, lightweight, good looking. Like today I'm sporting the what's up?
What's that?
Yeah, in, you know, the matte black. it's been my new favorite. And then
have you tried the new Volcano?
No, but those look killer.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
I love them. They, you know, it's kind of a little flashy look with the red, but I'll tell you what, the color is kind of between HT and bronze.
Wow.
And kind of a little lighter than the Hawaii, the Blue Hawaii.
Blue Hawaii, huh?
But it's just a little darker than the HT, and the contrast, fantastic.
Well, when I saw them, I go, well, we're going to have a couple of pairs of those on the
boat.
Because it's good to see that, you know, when people try the glass on, because I carry a box of Maui Jims.
That's,
you know,
cool.
I just to keep them up to date and for my guests to wear. When you see them walk on with, you know, some lenses you think that they won't be able to see what you see, put these on, try these, go, and they just go, wow. And and they're comfortable and they look good. So
No kidding.
And you know, of course, the best footwear out there, Olakai, you know,
awesome.
Footwear, you know, between
footwear.
I'm wearing the Alapa Lees right now, the trainer shoes.
Yeah.
But you know, my Ulele's I've had them for a year and they are just need some work, but they're really, really comfortable. I mean, I just can't be fortunate enough to have, you know, brands that are on the side of my boat, you know. So,
for sure.
And of course, AFCO is my title sponsor. They wrapped my boat this year.
That's cool.
So, and, you know, besides the Ranger boat that I run, the Mercury Motor, and then, of course, the Humminbird Minkota that you know, I just got radar on the boat for the first. I've never had radar on a boat before.
Really? Wow.
And that's all I do is have my nose plugged onto that radar. So
especially run into that, you're doing an islands trip, it's a little foggy. I mean, it's just right to have.
Yeah, nighttime's a lot nicer.
I'll bet.
AIS and the radar together. I mean, you very, very comfortable driving now, as opposed to, you know, kind of gripping the wheel and looking around and
heads on swivel.
Turn everything off, you know, so you can hear any sounds.
Well, on these short days, that's important, right?
Because
you're probably running at night coming back, or running in the morning, running at night coming back from Clemente.
Yeah,
trying
to take advantage of the daylight.
Yeah.
So, but very fortunate. Again,
that's
very,
great,
very
man.
Fortunate. So.
Yeah. And then don't forget the big one, Shimano. I mean, that's the cool thing about riding with Benny Florentino is you get to go all Shimano and you don't have to bring a thing, right?
That is very true. I always ask the question, hey, do you want to bring your gear or you want to use mine? Because a lot of people, he may have gotten a birthday present last summer and had a chance to use a rod and reel. And it may be another brand, but that's okay. You know, you want to bring it, you want to use it, that's totally fine. But here's what I have, and I'm looking at fishing the Tranx 500 on a 9-foot jig stick. There's four in the rod locker. I fit 25 rods in my rod locker, you know.
Really? On the boat?
On the boat.
Wait,
yeah.
You fit
25
rods in
four 9-foot. I have a 10-footer right now in the rod locker.
Inside the rod locker.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Sick.
And then, you know, all the new Terramar XX rods, I have four of them that just came out, and I use them for bait rods. So, you know, you've got Talikas, Trinidads, Tranx 400s, 500s, 300s, 200s, Corrado DC, Corrado Ks, SL. I mean, you go on down, and then the spinning gear is pretty incredible. So I pride myself on the gear that I have on the boat because I know that my guests are going to have a great chance of landing a fish of a lifetime. And, of course, they're all spooled with Power Pro Max Quattro. And the leader material, I think by far, that's new Psycho Pro, or not new anymore, but the Psycho Pro fluorocarbon by AFCO is just tremendous.
Yeah, for sure. So when somebody goes fishing with you, where are you going to take them? Like, where you been here? Like, you say you're running trips in November and December. Where you been going?
So it's a very, I mean, like yesterday we did a half day. We did part Palos Verdes, and we did part in the bay, fishing spotties. So it's a great combo, like a few hours outside. And, you know, my guy Scott yesterday caught a good one. He caught one like close to five yesterday.
Calico? Kelp.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a good one. And if you check my Instagram, at @coastal_charters, you'll see Scott's picture up there. Nice fish. We didn't catch many yesterday. We caught 20 bass for a half-day trip, which is pretty good for this time of year. Strictly bass and artificials. But the day before, I had a tank of live squid, and I went and fished a different area in this zone. And it was a reef, and you know, we hooked, and we had one big sea bass in the 60-plus range.
Whoa. No way.
Come off right at the boat.
Oh.
And then we hooked two more. But we had fantastic bass fishing. We caught like 110-plus calico sand bass.
Oh, cool.
And then
Where'd you get the live squid?
At San Pedro Bait. No, okay. I'm sorry, Long Beach Bait.
Long Beach Bait.
Nacho had squid yesterday and the day before.
Wow.
But they're continually getting it because the boats are making it at, you know, at the islands right now.
Nice.
And we caught two giant trigger fish. You know,
giant.
I mean, we're talking.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, big. One
this
was like
is along
five.
The coast.
This is coastal. Yeah, yeah, we were in about 60 feet of water. Water temp up there was like 60.7.
Wow.
You know, on the at PV, it's anywhere from 58 to 59 degrees,
mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, normal.
Yeah.
What's normal, you know?
Yeah, right.
Who knows what today?
Because the island, you know, and then I fished San Clemente with my good buddy Jack Soul.
Jack Soul.
You know, Mr. Coverboy or Mr.
by Journal.
Yeah. And him and Anthony Canulli from Save on Tackle, we fished Clemente. We had 62.5 degree water and had fantastic fish, bass fishing on artificial.
62.5.
Yeah.
This month.
We're talking up to up by the dunes.
Wow.
Yeah. And West End. Our five fish there could have easily went 28 pounds.
That's awesome.
Jeez.
So it varies. I haven't hit Catalina too much, but I think I probably will if there's more squid available because there are some big yellows to be caught.
Yeah.
And the bass fishing on that lead. See, I really love the leadhead and squid fish. That's my favorite thing to do. In the wintertime, because, you know, nine foot soft rod, you know, a Talica 8 or a Trinidad 16 narrow.
Yeah.
My favorite, the heavy line, 40-pound, 50-pound leader.
What style of leadhead do you like on that?
I like that Arky. Uh-huh. You know, that Arky. Painted or not painted, it doesn't matter because you just gob fresh dead on there and just get back there. But it's
nice.
It's a hard thing to fish because a lot of people can't fish the leadhead and squid. They can't feel the bite, right? I mean,
perch,
thunk, you know. They don't get it. They're swinging a lot, you know. And
what's the technique?
I just put it in free spool, let it go out, walk through the bites, and if you get bit, click it in the ear, wait till it comes tight.
Okay, so you don't walk it or anything like that?
No. I just, if there's current, I just let it go back in the current.
Yeah.
Depending on the current is the size leadhead. I like fishing that lighter leadhead, 1/8 ounce, 3/8 ounce. But if we get current, 1/2 ounce, nothing heavier. Because I don't want it to go right to the bottom. I want it to be in the current because a lot of those yellows and bass are kind of suspended.
That's such fun fishing, too, because like you say, it's perch bite, then you hook a bass, then you hook another bass, then something weird trigger, and then a yellow, and then a bass. You know, you just never, every bait you fire back, you just have no clue. Something's going to bite it. Everything loves eating live squid.
Everything loves
you
eating.
You never know what that's going to be.
The other day, those sea bass bit just like the bass. You know, thunk, 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 thunk. And then, you know, you wind down, and now it's in, you know,
you're pulling on a 60-pound fish.
9-foot rod goes, you know,
sick.
Doubled over
so
in the water.
Sick.
Yeah,
that must
great.
Have been a heartbreak to lose it right at the gaff.
Yeah, it was. But, you know, just to see it,
right?
Just to see it.
You got what was supposed to be out of it.
I only caught 110 bass in December.
Yeah, totally. In December.
Yeah.
But that's what a trip on Coastal Charters is all about.
I mean,
you'll take them where the fishing is and get them on a fish in even in the toughest conditions.
Right. Full-day trip could be anywhere from Newport to Santa Monica.
Uh-huh.
You know, so we'll cover some water. We'll really... you know, we're fishing. You know, obviously, I'm going to really concentrate in 2021 on fishing artificial lures. I think I'm just going to maybe not fish that bait thing in the summer, you know, try to battle those crowds that are, you know, on the spots. I just concentrate. If the yellows come up, yeah, we're going to chase them with jigs for sure. So
what about Clemente? Is that a specialized trip? So when you
it
say
is.
A full day trip, you have to specify, I want to go to San Clemente.
You know, the reality is, yeah, I want to practice before going to Cedros. Well, Cedros ride isn't that far, and you're always in the lee, or you do get weather, it's not that long. I paint the ugliest picture, right? 2 hours to get there, and it could be 3 hours coming back. You're getting soaked. You're getting might get beat up. It's a long day on your feet.
That island's a long way from home. No matter how you want to slice it, it's a long way from home.
So, and then you have the ride. Then you're on your feet. And then you're making a lot of casts. It's not on a sport boat where you go down and take a nap in between stops, or have a burger and crash out, and then coming home, it's a 3.5 hour ride.
But Jack Soul does it.
Oh my
day
God.
After day. What, Jack's what, 84?
He's 84.
Yeah.
So I took him fishing the other day, right? And you know what? He goes, I know you like to fish all day, but here's one thing I ask you. Can we just take a break and eat lunch? And go, Jack, anything. So
cool.
Of course, me and Anthony just gobble our sandwiches down. Ready, Jack?
Yeah, 5 minutes later. Okay.
I haven't even eaten half my sandwich. But, out of respect for Jack, we kicked it and talked, because, he was my mentor doing this bass thing, because he's, 2 million years old. And he fishes two baits, a natural colored swim bait. It's a Corey MC 5-inch. And he fishes his color, the Rock Hopper Special, which is brown back, brown with red and green flake in it. And a 1.5 ounce head. And
just a straight head, no.
He fishes a war bait.
Oh, he does.
Okay, fishes Afrin's bait
with a guard on it.
Well, he buys it with the guard, but he takes
the ball.
But he's there all day. I mean, I put him in the bow, and he sat on the seat, and he fished.
Man, that's so rad.
And he's
tough.
You gotta just take your hats off to over years, and as Mark said yesterday on his report that he's tough as nails. I mean, that picture of his hands in the bite, goes out to Justin Reynolds for a phenomenal article on Jack.
Oh, yeah.
And just to see the hands of time, on those, and how many years of him cupping that reel in his hands, and how many casts he's made, and I was fortunate enough to spend a lot of time fishing tournaments with him and Roger Eckhart. I feel truly blessed to be part of his life doing what I love to do,
And he's a heck of a fisherman.
I mean, not only just bass fishing, but look at the wahoo. He had a 100-pound wahoo on the qualifier.
Jeez.
And then all the, we were talking about that the other day because, he's like living time. You ask him about his experience, or he'll tell you over and over. 300-pound tuna, 200-pound tuna. He talks about going to the hurricane, going to the islands back in the day on some of the boats. He has seen and experienced quite a bit.
We might have to get Jack, if we can, drag him into the studio here. We might have to get him in here.
You've got to get him in.
Yeah,
I'd love to drive him up here and bring him. I'll just sit back and watch and laugh.
Yeah. Between you and Corey, and I think we could drag him in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's just a wealth of knowledge. And, anybody who knows Jack, when you've come a long way with him, when he knows your name, but everybody will accept the hey guy.
Hey guy. Yeah,
hey guy. What's happening?
For sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. We've just scratched the surface of Benny.
Oh, yeah. No, this is going to be so much fun. So much great stuff to talk about. And you want to talk about a guy that does it all, the fishing, the tackle, the gear, such a wealth of knowledge with having Captain Ben in here. And, man, we want to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us on our brand new phone numbers here at Let's Talk Hook Up on the Mightier 1090, 213 area code, 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Easy to get us here on Let's Talk Hookup. In addition to giving us a call on the phones, we've always got that text option, and it's ready to go on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just download the app. It's a free, very easy one, super easy way to listen to the show. And right when you fire up that app, you'll see the text to the show option. You can send a text message right to us if you'd like to get by text. Already a bunch of text piling through, so We're going to have some good ones there. Again, give us a call. Give us a text. We want to hear from you. And, man, a couple of really cool prizes today at the end of the show today. First of which is an AFTCO package. This includes a spool of that Psycho Pro fluorocarbon that Ben was talking about and that brand-new AFTCO Flex Filet Knife, that killer Boker German stainless steel blade, a really nice filet knife. And, Benny, I'm sure you've had experience with those things. Those new knives they did are just – they're so nice.
They're the best.
Yeah, they shield it.
Yeah, the sheath that comes with, you know, makes it – nice, needed cleaning.
Super clean, yeah. It's really nice.
So that's a very fun package, and that's going to one lucky caller at the end of today's show. And we're doing something very special, trying something new out today for raising some money to CCA. And, you know, Benny, you said that you were listening to the show yesterday, Ron and those guys kind of coming up with an idea to bring some money to CCA, and you came up with a cool way to do that on something great, a great opportunity for our listeners and raise some money for a great cause.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I come up with I wouldn't call it an auction, but the money that will be raised will go to CCA. So I'm going to offer up a half-day trip, and all you have to do is either Venmo or PayPal me or text the radio station that I'm in for the minimum bid or donation is $20.
CCA, yeah.
It's $20. And so
it's a tax deductible. It's a donation to CCA.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then at the end of the show, I will pull one name to come fishing with me for a half day trip.
So throw $20 towards a fantastic cause that's taking care of us and taking fishing. You throw $20, and you might, if you're the lucky guy at the end of today's show, you're going to go fishing on a half day all inclusive trip with you.
Yep.
At a Long Beach to go do all the stuff, all the
that's
gear,
really
all the
generous
fishing.
Of you, Jenny. That's
awesome,
really generous,
buddy.
So
awesome.
How do we Venmo or PayPal?
You can go to Venmo is at Benny Florence. Tino, and then of course 0397, and then PayPal is Benny Florentino.
Okay, spell it.
Benny Florentino.
I dig it, man. I think that's such a cool thing. So yeah, throw Venmo you $20. You'll take all those sums. You'll put the donation together for CCA, and somebody's going to get to go fishing on an all inclusive half day.
Absolutely.
And I'll say also this about CCA. CCA has been doing some heavy fundraising because no events this year,
right, exactly.
Which are the major fundraisers. We were in dire need of funds to continue the fights, and so thank you, Benny.
Good
this
call.
Is
it's
really,
not
really
it's
really
not much,
deal.
But it's my way of trying to give back, and
hey,
you know we. We all need to be aware of what's going on out there because, you know, Chris and Wayne and everybody that's involved with CCA, all the chapters are really working their butts off to help us continue fishing. And if people don't know, pass the word, you know, pass the word on and, you know, to join. It's, what, $35?
Yeah.
And some of the programs that I know Dana Landing's doing, it's pretty incredible. So get on it.
That's rad.
Come fishing.
Hey, as you can hear, we got an awesome show. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Haven, you want dependable service for your outboard or a great new offshore fishing boat? Your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Check out their lineup of Defiance boats, perfect for the SoCal angler. When your outboard is ready for service, Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnet Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. H&H Marine has Blue Water Bait Tank, boat sales, and expert installation. Come check out the ultimate sports fishing machine, Defiance, including the popular Admiral 220. For outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, Defiance fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnet Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hnhmarineservice.com. For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo, and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more, or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
So let's talk hookup, man. Having a great time this morning. I love this idea, Ben, of donating the trip to CCA. I think that was such a cool thing of you to do. I love it. I'm putting my $20 in too. I think
so,
this is rad.
So again, $20.
$20.
PayPal
or Venmo.
Or Venmo. And you just and the PayPal is Benny Florentino,
right?
BennyFlorentino.
Yep.
On PayPal, and then at BennyFlorentino 0397.
That's
at,
correct.
At Venmo.
Yes.
Just
yeah.
Donate $20 to CCA via those accounts, and you're in the running to win a half day trip with Benny Florentino.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah. And you know, first person to get on, Kim and Chris, you guys, thanks so much, and. Thank you for the support.
Yeah,
for
sure. That's cool. Yeah, and I hope you raise some money.
Like
I
say,
I think it's a great idea.
CCA needs it, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hey, phones are packing up. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Captain Benny, win that AFCO package, 213-432-1090. Let's go ahead and jump on the phones.
You got it, man. Dan from El Cajon is getting us started here on the phones this morning. Dan, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, great show, guys. Benny, can you tell me what the biggest difference, or what the difference is between the Tranks 200, 300, 400, 500? What is the difference? Just
holy cow!
Good question.
That's a very good question. Let's start with the 500 because that's my favorite. The difference in that is line take, gear ratio, and size. Obviously, that reel you can literally fish 100-pound max quattro on there for fishing bass, yellows, and structure. I prefer fishing 80-pound max. I'm getting about 250 yards of 80-pound max quattro, and I use it strictly for throwing surface iron for yellows and bass. Okay, 400, I use as kind of an introduction for fishing surface iron. But and I pair it up. I'm sorry, the Tranks 500. I pair it up with a 90H or even the 100 H, the 10-foot rod, but I like 9-foot rods, and especially in that heavy to extra-heavy models. That's just me. And then the 400, I like to pair it with either a 86, an 8.5-foot Terramar jig rod, medium, heavy, or a heavy, depending on what you're doing. And you can throw a smaller surface iron or standard surface iron, like a Kicker 25 light. Throws it incredible. You can still spool it with 80-pound max or 65-pound max. You're gonna, the 65 will fly. I mean, it'll fly. But you can also, it's a very versatile outfit. You can throw the A-rig. You can throw a big jerk bait. You can throw a tube bait. You can throw Corey's 7-inch MC or a 7-inch pickle kick. You can throw a 9-inch swim bait. Very versatile. It's a heavy gear. It's an 8.5-foot rod. Or you can fish it on a Terramar 80MH or even an H, and again, 65-pound.
So and you're a big Max Quattro fan.
Yes, I am.
Power Pro Max Quattro.
Yes, I am.
25% thinner than regular
Absolutely,
Power Pro.
Absolutely, yeah.
It's amazing.
It's easy to tie. It's strong, and you could add more line to it. So, and you know, they go, well, why 80-pound? Because we accidentally hook yellows and big sea bass a lot. So you want to be able to have line that's going to cut through the kelp,
right?
And also you have a lot more pulling power. I'd like my guests to feel comfortable really sitting back and pulling on those fish. So 400 has more line, 300 has less line. Does exactly the same thing. My 300, I'm fishing maybe a little bit smaller baits, maybe not the surface iron. And then the 200 is strictly fishing 5-inch weedless baits, jerk baits, you know, on a Terramar 80M. And you can throw that thing for crankbaits, spinner baits in the harbor, swim baits, you name it. Very, very versatile. Difference-wise is obviously gearing versus the 300, different frame, and less power than the other three.
Indeed.
That would be the difference.
All right. Hey, there's a good seminar.
That's
right
great.
There on tackle,
right
for
on.
Sure. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Wayne Cotto from CCA is on the line. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, Pete, Ricky, and Benny. How you guys doing?
Hey,
up,
doing great, Wayne. Good to hear from you. The big toy drive yesterday, I guess, was a big success, right?
Oh, my God. Thank you, guys. Thank you to everybody who came by yesterday. We filled the minivan. It is packed.
Wow.
What a successful toy and canned food drive for the families at Camp Pendleton.
Oh, fantastic.
I can't thank you guys enough. And thanks to Steve over at Dana Landing and Ron over at Fastlane. Benny from Accurate for donating a raffle prize. Man, it was a great time. We have a lot of prizes or gifts to give to those families at Camp Pendleton on
That's
Tuesday.
That's fantastic. That's great.
But, hey, you got Benny Florentino, the captain in there, Topol Charters.
Yeah.
Man, I got to tell you, Tommy P and I go on a trip with Benny every year, and we are on a mission to break that record, right, Benny?
Yeah, that's what I hear. We didn't come close last time, but, boy, we had a great time, didn't we?
Oh, my God. Every time we get on that boat. Benny, you got to tell everybody. I don't know how you do it on a radio, but you got to tell everybody how unbelievable that Ranger 25 platform you got from Anglers Marine. That 25 is ridiculous to fish on. It is so comfortable to ride, and it is just a great platform.
Yeah, I'm really fortunate to have that platform to fish on. It's comfortable. It's stores a ton of rods, and it's just nice for all my guests. But it's always nice to have you and Tommy P aboard fishing, and Chef Tommy always coming up with surprises.
Tommy.
Oh, my gosh. I was getting hungry from the minute he kept saying it's a secret.
That's cool.
Yeah, he teases you with the food.
Oh, my God.
And then
yeah.
He lays it out. Then he lays it out full blown.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to mention, too, Wayne, Benny has very generously donated that half-day trip to one person that bids $20 or more. If you want to bid more, you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
But everybody's going to get equal shares of in the drawing, and Mike Lum just pointed out that he had to use Ben at Fish Coastal Charter. fishcoastalcharters.com on PayPal.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
So Ben at Fish Coastal Charters, if you're using PayPal to put your $20 in for CCA, use Ben at Fish Coastal Charters. .com. That's your PayPal. So and then in Venmo, it's at Benny Florentino 0397.
That's it.
Yeah. So
that's so generous of you, Benny. Really, really appreciate it. I can't wait to get in on that. Yeah. I want to go fishing.
And Wayne, what kind of stuff you and Chris and everybody at CCA are working on that money is much needed for?
Oh man, we're sponsoring the 365 bill for 2021 legislative session in California. We're gonna support that, and get behind it. We have had meetings with the Department of Fish and Wildlife. We're talking to the bill's author, and this next legislative session that starts first of the year, we're going for it. We believe that it's the right thing to do. It's part of the R3 package. It'll help everybody in the long run. It'll help sales in the long run. It's just one of those things, you know. We're going to try to parlay on our successes that we've been doing, right? We got rid of the drift gill net at the federal level. We already have the state level legislation. We're helping out the hatchery program here in California. That will be working on the advisory panel this year, the science review. We'll be watching the science review of the MPAs this year, the start of that procedure. Just so much going on. We're watching the rockfish conservation areas. The depth restrictions, the bag limits, always. We'll be watching the tuna. There's just the swordfish bag limits. We're watching everything.
There's a lot going on. There's a lot going
always.
On. Great news on that signing of that drift gill net ban too, right?
Yeah. Just waiting for the president now. We're two-thirds of the way there.
Yeah, well, great.
One more step, and we got that, and that'll.
And he said he'd sign it, so I think we're pretty close. Yeah. So, well, yep. Great news. I keep up the great work. You and Chris are doing a fantastic job. Gwen Cotto, CCA, and throw your $20 in the hat and help fund all these projects and have a chance to go fishing with Captain Benny too.
Absolutely.
On top of that. So, thanks, Wayne. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Well, hey, we got
a great text that
just rolled through again. If you want to text the show via the Let's Talk Hookup app, super easy to do so. This one came from Russell from Huntington Beach. Benny, what's your favorite go-to outfit for Cedros?
Oh, my favorite.
Well, we had Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing, and he was around with Ron yesterday, and I know you like to go with him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would go to Cedros Kayak Adventures with Jeff, number one, because there's only six people in the house, and you have your own room, and freshwater osmosis, and great meals. And
either kayak or
kayak or 28-foot super ponga with three guys. But my favorite outfit I think I fished a lot of was my jig stick.
I was waiting for Benny to say whatever Trankson, leadhead, and swim bait combo, and then I was going to call him a liar and say, you know, it was a surface iron, so you can say whatever you want.
I fished my 9-foot 90XH Terramar and a Tranks. I actually spooled it up with 100-pound because 100-pound max, and then fished a 50 and 60-pound leader because you always hook those giant yellows, you know, in the 30 to 40-pound range. And, you know, if you do hook a fish of a lifetime, you don't want it coming off the jig.
No,
totally.
But I fish heavy. Yeah. That's cool.
There you go. All right. Hey, you want to get through, have a chance to talk to Captain Benny, win that AFCO package, 213-432-1090. Open right now. Let's jump into the phones.
You got it. I want to read one more text. This one is from Kim from San Marcos. My boyfriend Chris and I fished 2 days with Benny in September. On the second day, we had over 90 fish. I'm a beginner, and he was so attentive and caring. We highly recommend Coastal Charters. Can't wait to go with him again.
There you go.
Oh, that's awesome.
Cool.
Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, big fans.
Oh, they're great. Yeah, they work hard. They're essentials. They work hard in the food industry, and I had a blast with them. It was just a fun time.
That's cool. All right. Well, hey, again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. Isaac from San Diego's up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead, buddy.
Morning.
Good morning, and first time caller, and I'm new at fishing. My buddy brought me on his boat that he just bought, and I would just like to get some information on what kind of gear he's fishing on the kelp by La Jolla and Point Loma, but I haven't caught absolutely nothing.
Well, Benny, what do you recommend?
Well, La Jolla, hopefully it's not in the MLPA or you'd be catching a lot. I mean, it's standard. This time of year, a lot of that stuff could be low and slow, like a war bait and an ounce and a half, and a 4 or 5 inch, like a 5 inch MC, Viejos, and anything with brown and red, you know, like that Rockhopper Special is really good. You know, it mimics a crab, and even his Corey's Golden Brown bait with red belly kind of mimics a squid color or rockfish. And I'd probably be using a Strengx 300 HG with the handle because you're going to be fishing a little bit deeper. And if the fish come up, because every now and then in the middle of wintertime, that fish will come up, I'd throw like Corey 7-inch weedless. And again, the similar patterns and maybe one natural color. And then even have a smaller outfit like a Trank's 200 or a Corrado DC or even an SLX DC on 50-pound max quattro and maybe 20 or 30-pound leader and fishing a 5-inch weedless bait like a Pickle Kick 5-inch and, again, natural or browns. And, again, just making a lot of casts. You know, if you're fishing live bait, set up outside the kelp, chum a little bit, soak a fly line of bait maybe on a Trindad or a Torium 14 on, you know, maybe 15-pound leader and just hold on.
If you're solely trying to get a bite, you're not worried about putting a big day together, solely trying to get a few bites in a wintertime day, do you downsize? I mean, you know, do smaller baits necessarily get you more bites? Is it tougher to fish because you're not able to fish as deep as you'd like to? And you know, meaning this time of year, you know,
yeah,
you're in Isaac's situation.
Yeah, I would downsize for sure, 4 or 5 inch baits, work the water column per se. You know, flip a bait out if there's, it depends on current. Hopefully, ideally, you want that current to go towards the beach, you know, or sideways. You want current, period. If there's no current, you know, they've got all these different brands of tube baits. You know, you come up to Fisherman's Landing and the boys can direct you on certain tube bait. You know, 1 ounce tube bait, flipping it straight up and down the stalks. You know, we caught a really good one yesterday on flipping stalks with a tube bait. And what I mean flipping is you're basically just, you know, tossing the bait next to a kelp stringer because a lot of times these kelp stringers are anchored on rock and the fish are usually at the base of the kelp stringer and you'll either get bit in the middle water column or the right at the bottom. And then if that one doesn't get bit, go on to the next kelp.
That's all right.
Hopefully that helps you.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Stagos Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands and the Baja coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, cedroskayakfishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
It's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lane Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with the Mirage Drive 360. or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream of. The Fastlane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing APCO filet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, APCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, APCO filet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet knives from APCO. Any fish, any water.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're having a great time here this morning. Again, if you want to get through, it's already off to a great start this morning. 213 area code 432-1090. Not only your chance to talk to Captain Ben, but also your shot at winning that killer APCO prize package, including a brand new spool of APCO Psycho Pro Fluorocarbon and that APCO Boker Flex Filet Knife.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. And I might add, too, that a lot of great, great donations toward the CCA benefit that we're throwing here today, thanks to Captain Benny Florentino. Again, half-day charter up for grabs to go fishing with Captain Benny, just a $20 donation to
all
CCA.
Inclusive.
All
inclusive. Tackle
all
boat, the whole thing.
There. And on Venmo, just send your donation to at Benny Florentino, BennyFlorentino, 0397. Or on PayPal, it's what, Benny?
Ben at Fish Coastal Charters.
.com. Yeah. Ben at fishcoastalcharters.com would be on PayPal. So, hey, let's find out what's boutin'. Biting.
You got it, dude. It's time for the catch report. Hey, you want to focus your offshore fishing in the productive areas? You got to use Terrafin. Terrafin.com has temperature, chlorophyll, and more. With the Terrafin mobile app, you can download the charts and take them with you on your mobile device. Terrafin is the professional's choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com for the best in all your water charts. Let's head on up to Dana Wars Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How's it going in there this morning?
Great.
Good morning, good morning.
Good, good. Good morning, Ben. Well, good week up here. You know, our water temp kind of hovered in the 58 to 60 degree realm again this week, which is, you know, plenty to keep things active. Our half-day fishing two was all about some kelp bass, some sheephead. Those were kind of like the main opportunities and the main target. That shrimp, clam, and mussel baits like that were, again, best for that sheephead. But we had some good fly line action on some kelp bass stuff this week, too. Had to get the boat in some tricky water, some shallow stuff, in and around the eelgrass and that to get those bites. But it was good to see some of that stuff up on the live baits. Our three-quarter day stuff right now, we're still fishing deep for that rockfish. It's been very mixed bags, which has been good. Been going on with our anglers.
It's taken a little bit of moving
and looking around to find the right zones. There's still some bait out in that
deeper water. But the nice mixes of rockfish, sculpin, whitefish, sheephead, stuff like that's kind of been the norm on our three-quarter days.
Big news up here is it's our halibut derby. We finally had some good movement on that. We had seven legal fish on that leaderboard this week.
After I got off
the phone with you guys last week, the Clemente was able to find a little pocket of fish, and they put seven fish on the boat. They're all legal fish. New leader on there is a 24 pounder at the top of the leaderboard.
Whew, that's
nice
a nice
fish.
One.
Yeah, it's a nice one. I'd say it's still beatable for sure, being 24 pounds.
But definitely a solid one there at the top, so we're stoked to see some of that.
Knew it was a matter of time before that trip cracked off a day just like it did. You know, I mean, you had been talking about week after week how there's so much good bait over hard bottom in the areas all around Dana Wharf, and we just knew it was a matter of time before they had a hit like that.
Yep, nope, that was exactly it. They found a little spot with the bait just right there where they needed it, and they were able to get on it. They went and looked at that zone again the other day, and obviously the bait had moved out, and that fish had kind of moved out too. So
But good to see that movement there for sure. So we're clicking away up here. Loads are our life, but certainly reservations are key this time of year. And then also just a final reminder that, again, this month of December, with two full adult fairs, you get a free child's ticket. So perfect opportunity to get the kids out with you during their Christmas breaks, stuff like that. So give our landing a call. Our number here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hooker webpage, or you can check us out at dealingwork.com.
Awesome. Great job, as always, Willie. Appreciate a great report. Sounds like there's some biting fish. We got some decent weather in front of us, man. Let's keep it rolling.
Absolutely. Thanks awesome. For that, guys.
Thanks, Brian. That.
Talk to you next Sunday for sure. And while we're waiting for Captain Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, and he's a guru today out of the Colorado River too. Got a great day. A lot of great today.
Yeah, there's been a ton today.
Thank you very much. Of course, if you want to text us, it's on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Just go to the Let's Talk Hookup app and just say text the show, and that's in there. And thanks to Adam Clark for all the hard work he put in the last couple of weeks getting us ready for the big move to 1090, because there was a lot of back behind the scenes stuff going on with a lot of different people helping out, and certainly Adam Clark has just been fantastic. So thank you, Adam, for all you do. But Mario from Pasadena is asking, under what conditions do you decide to throw surface iron for bass? Does that change by season even with the right conditions? A very good question.
Yeah. No, it's a great question. You know, a lot of people, I just posted something not too long ago about a 7-pound calico I caught in the surface iron that was caught like maybe 3 weeks ago. So my thinking on a surface iron fishing is throw it whenever you can and fish it hard and fish like you're going to catch a fish of a lifetime. But the conditions I look for is if there's good current, there's bait, and you see fish with surface activity. Like what I like to do behind my guests is I'll sit in the back and just watch them. If they start catching a lot of fish on the weedless bait, I'll fish behind them and fish a surface iron, usually catch the bigger ones. But I just look at what's going on the surface. If it looks like you got good current and you see bait, see birds picking away, I throw the surface iron. Now, a lot of mistakes a lot of anglers do, they'll throw it three times and put it away. Mm-hmm. You got to commit to it. You really got to maybe make 30 casts, sometimes 40. It's up to you. But the bite on a surface iron, whether it's a calico bass, a yellowtail, a tuna, whatever it is the best, and believe me, it's like anything. You just wait for that bite. You know, I will make 100 casts to get that one trophy bite.
Tie in your Max Quattro right to the ring, or do you like a little piece of Psycho Pro in front of it?
Yeah, I'll put a really short, maybe I don't know, 20 inches of Psycho Pro, 50 or better, mm-hmm. just because you know, at least at Clemente, we've been accidentally hooking small yellows and big yellows. Mm-hmm. You know, one experience we had with Jeff.
Accidentally,
yeah. We're not targeting them. They're there. About a month ago, fishing with Jeff Mariani, you know, we got into them good. I mean, we probably caught like 18 yellows on weedless. They weren't big.
Oh.
They weren't big, but.
But fun.
You know, they're 10, 12 pounders.
How long ago was that?
About a month ago.
In November. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That was good.
Well, hey, that was a good question. And hey, let's continue our catch report with the surf guru extraordinary, Gundy Gunderson, is on the line. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, happy holidays. How's it going, guys?
Hey, doing great. Hey, how's the surf fishing?
You know, surprisingly, some good catches made. You know, it was. You know, I think the most important thing is after that water dump, things have stabilized, you know. So we're starting to move into the, you know, the cooler water species. You know, despite some wind and swell this week, the water temperatures have stabilized. And the cool water species are topping the counts. Barred perch, shiner perch, shallow water rockfish, a few halibuts in the mix. The sharks were real active. The rays were active this week. And oddly enough, there was also two reports of corbina still in the surf line, and we'll get to that. Hook, line, sinker reported excellent barred perch fishing. Limit fishing reported from Goleta, East Beach, graveyards. Most of the fish have been around the one-pound mark with a few better kickers to a 1 3/4, maybe pushing 2. Gulp sandworms, lugworms, squid strips, and shrimp have been the top baits there. Shallow water rockfish biting off graveyards, Campus Point there. Black Rock is another spot. And there's a mix of Johnny Bass, and Cabazon, a few calico bass in there too. Wiley's held an Uptown Derby yesterday. The group found good fishing on Ventura and Oxnard beaches. A dandy 2-pound, 4-ounce fish took top honors there. And those guys have been fishing a lot of ghost shrimp lately, and that fish was taken on a ghost shrimp. The second best fish taken on a Lucky Craft was a 1-pound, 6-ounce. So those that's a good sign. A 2-pound, 4-ouncer is the best one we've seen since the winter's kind of set in here. Several 7-gill sharks also reported there off Paradise Cove. Big fish reported washed-out conditions this week, kind of swell and wind combined to turn the water off. The best bet there was a bite on yellowfin croaker off Sunset Beach. Ketchum Tackle reported good fishing, smaller perch at river jetties. The street jetties was another good spot. Grubs, you know, gulp working. An interesting side note, a fly angler was down there at river jetties, and he spotted several big corvina up on the sandbar at low tide. The water temp's in the high 50s, so a little chilly to see this fish, but he said they look like salmon sitting there right at the river mouth. So maybe the warmer water out of the river's holding them. Maybe it's a food thing, but that's kind of an interesting note. And then Hogan's reported pit shark action off Doheny, a mix of leopards, shovel nose, 50-pound-plus bat rays in the mix there, taking whole squid. Pacific Coast also reported some corvina sightings off Carlsbad. No biters. The fish were holding in 59, 60-degree water. So they're probably on their way out, but you never know. Always worth taking a cast at them. And then a few halibut on the beach. They had a few scattered legals on there. So that's kind of the story. Not bad for December. You know, we'll take what we can get. We just kind of shift gears in the wintertime, and we go to fish in different species. You know what I mean?
That's what it is, right? Just switch it around, and it's winter, but we can still go fishing. Yeah, that's some good news,
some
right?
Quality over quantity.
And we don't have to drill through ice, which is really good.
And that perch bite's something to watch. We've seen more and more of those big perch up north, so that's something to watch.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Surf Guru Extraordinary, Captain Gunny Gunderson. See, we improved your status there, but
you've been around the water long enough,
for sure. Certainly been around a lot of great guys, and we sure appreciate what you do for us, Gundy. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Love doing it. Great show, guys. Have a good week.
Appreciate it, brother. Hey, great text piling through. Again, keep those texts coming, man. They're super fun. Lots of great info. And give us a call, 213-432-1090. This next text is from Rich from Los Alamitos. Benny, what's your go-to color of swim baits for fishing the breakwater and PV? Also, what do you use for spotties when you're fishing inside Alamitos Bay?
Wow. The break wall? I mean, God, I really like crankbait fishing on the breakwall. You know, anything in that, anything with orange and brown in it, deep diver, you know, anything up to 20 feet, fishing just the edge of it. But if it had to be a swim bait, again, I would stay with that 5-inch Rockhopper Special, MC Swim Bait Viejo in a 5-inch Rockhopper Special, or even that golden brown bait with brown back and red belly, and probably a 3/4-ounce head as opposed to a heavier head, because I want that bait to kind of wash in and out of the wash along the wall. Heck, we had a young guy, Garrett Tang, last year catch an 8-pounder before we actually went to PV one day. But one thing about the break wall is if you see the surge going over the top, fish the inside. Fish the inside of it, throw in the wash. When the wave crashes over the top, throw it in the wash and kind of let it sit in the wash, and then try another area of that, because that's where those big ones are out. They're out of their holes, and they're looking for food. That's when you get good
ones. When there's current surge,
does the bite come immediate? Does it come when it's washing around? Does it come as you're letting it kind of fall down the rock?
Lot of times it's immediate, and then sometimes you have to let it settle. It depends how much wash there is, because once that thing, somehow these fish know when it washes over it, it washes all that shrimp and crab,
sure.
And they're there eating whatever comes there. And if it's in their wheelhouse, they're going to bite it. And then same colors go to the same, up at PV, the same thing, you know, same. But I would fish a little bit heavier head, like a 1-ounce or 1.5 ounces. And depends what time of year. Wintertime, you're letting it sink to the bottom and then kind of steady wind back. And then summertime, it's hit the water and start winding.
That's cool. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of Let's Talk Hookup. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the Zesty Vodka Mule, or the Spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Cedros Island, you've heard of it. Your buddies have gone, but you don't know if it's for you. Yeah, it sounds cool. Fishing from pongas and hanging out with a bunch of people at a lodge. But you like your own space. You enjoy some soul time. You want to be part of the community and enjoy the people while you're on your trip. And you want an owner-guided experience so you can explore the whole fishery and all it has to offer. This is Jeff from Cedros Kayak Fishing. I'll greet you when you arrive at Cedros, host you through the entire time of your stay, and join you daily for epic fishing experiences the way I fish Cedros, the surrounding islands and the Baja Coast. Myself and my crew will immerse you in the Cedros Island culture and community so you can experience life on Cedros the way we live it. If you're looking for a more personal style trip with a smaller group and a laid-back atmosphere, Cedros Kayak Fishing is your spot. Give me a call at 760-412-2507 or visit our website, CedrosKayakFishing.com. Let's get you down to Cedros.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.